This is Chain Reaction, and I'm Olivia Colman. Tonight I'll be talking to the annoyingly very talented Sharon Horgan, writer, actor, and what else would you like me to put on there?
Illusionist.
Illusionist. Exotic dancer.
Entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur. Okay. So writer, actor, Clang. Entrepreneur, and rock climber.
Dancer.
Dancer. Now, I'm hoping that this will work by me asking very easy questions.
Okay.
And you will fill the time with your answers. And then I will ask another, not necessarily related to your answer, and we'll go on like that.
So, I know. What if I answer just with yes or no?
Then we're in the poo. Okay, so we're going to kick off. In your idea of the perfect interview, what question would I ask you first?
If I had a nice journey getting here, maybe that's an easy one.
Got us. How was your journey getting here?
It was okay. Got stuck in a bit of traffic.
Yeah.
I was hoping maybe a bit more traffic might come along, so I would never actually get here.
Play something that they've recorded previously. It wouldn't have to be us.
I can't help you out with that.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, that was a bad start. Mm. So, how do you manage your time?
Oh. What, on a daily basis?
Do you get overwhelmed if you have too much to do, or are you pretty focused?
Well, I'm very focused. Well, I think what I do now is, I think I've shut down, I think I've evolved, okay? So the only things I can do now are make comedy and look after my kids, you know, pretty well. So everything else is just gone. I've got I've got no abilities beyond that. I can't run my life or a home. I'm not great at conversation, you know. With
great.
I'm like
excellent.
A mole, you know. I'm in the ground. I don't need eyes anymore.
And does it matter to you? Because I know you work in the shed at the end of your garden.
Well, I've moved house.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
this is why we had to do this
me.
Because I haven't seen you in a while. I thought this is the only way I'm going to get to
no shed.
Catch up with you. No, we sold that
Were
house.
Were you going to leave a forwarding address? Or
I've now got an office at the top of the new house. So I don't have a garden.
So you don't have that
down.
Garden commute, which
no,
is quite
I don't.
Nice.
It was a nice one, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, shame. Do you prefer it?
At the top of the house. Yeah, no, I like the garden commute. I think you can do a lot of headspace, you know, a lot of time to think.
And you can have a snooze with nobody knowing.
You can still do that.
Okay.
You can do that at the top of your house. That does happen. So, yeah, I think I'm okay at planning my time because I don't really do anything of any consequence outside of write and make comedy and look after my kids. Oh,
well,
my
great.
Poor husband.
I think that's it's a pretty good life.
Yeah, no, it's good.
You're doing well at it, so that's...
Yeah, I don't really like doing anything else. It's terrible. I don't even read anymore, really.
No, I have patches of being a prolific reader, and the last dry patches lasted about 5 years, where I haven't really...
Oh, I know.
Including scripts that Okay, now, I told you it'd be unrelated sometimes.
Oh, okay, that's good.
So, what did your family want you to be?
What do my family want me to be? I've got no idea. My parents are turkey farmers, so not sure.
They went from East End pub to turkey farm.
That's correct. Well done,
very
research
smooth.
Colleague.
Thank you.
They were turkey farmers. I assume they weren't hoping I'd go down the turkey route.
How were you with turkeys?
I am pretty good with turkeys. I plucked many a turkey in my youth.
Not while they were still alive, I'm assuming.
No, but there's always sort of a death throes period where you're plucking and there's movement. But,
are you kidding?
No, I'm not.
I really wish you hadn't gone.
Okay,
we have
sorry.
To move away.
So what would they have liked me to have done? I think they just wanted me to do something where I was...
happy.
Yeah, I think
how annoying.
I think I was a bit of a... I think I was a bit of a flaker at school, you know. I mean, I did okay, but I just didn't really enjoy working hard. Whereas my older sister, the one who came before me, was, you know, academic and really brilliant. And so I think they thought they were going to...
But when you find that thing you love, it suddenly makes it easy to focus, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. But it must be tricky when you say the thing you love is just prancing about
pretending to be
an
actor.
It's hard for a parent, I think. Yeah. Because you found what you loved quite late, didn't you?
Yeah, compared I suppose to, it seems...
It's not like an eight-year-old knowing what they want straight away.
No, I think I did know what I wanted to do. I think it was just hard to, you know, feel confident enough to say that that's what you wanted to do.
Yeah. And I used to say what I thought was the right answer.
What was your right answer?
Well, I actually had a test at school once. It was a careers thing. And you had to quickfire questions so they could tell you what would be your ideal job.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out I should have been an HGV lorry driver.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think you would have liked that? Do you like the open road and, you know...
No.
No.
I'm not comfortable with my own company. I don't know what that says about
you
me.
Like picking up hitchhikers, though. I mean, that's what
oh,
you
that's
said.
Always fun. I mean, doesn't everybody?
You like a greasy fry-up.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, maybe I should have done that. I didn't think it through. You mentioned your older sister. So you're one of five, and I wanted to ask you, do you have a favourite sibling?
No. Not really. No, I don't. I'm lucky enough to have five really funny, interesting, clever, really good at getting pissed siblings.
Do you have a favourite parent? favourite child?
No, none of that. Cruel questioning.
See, I told you, I'm not.
No, I like all my siblings. They're great. Then you met them at my 40s.
I met the rugby playing one.
Yeah. He's great, crack.
He's enormous.
Yes.
Like a man mountain.
Yeah.
He's very jolly.
Yeah, we were out last night, actually.
Is he still playing rugby? Forgive my...
He's actually a lawyer now. He went back and retrained.
Eh?
Because he's smart. Smart as well, yeah. He's a lawyer. And he does his punditry on Sky and RT. And...
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're sort of really, you know, a bit below par in the whole...
Completely.
Morgan family. Were you born in London?
Yeah, I was born in Hackney.
So does that make you English, actually? Or not?
Well, I kind of don't like that question.
I knew you wouldn't. That's sort of why I asked you.
Well, I kind of ended up being born in England by accident. And, I mean, my mother's Irish. We moved to Ireland when I was three. My dad's a New Zealander. I don't know. The reason why I don't like the question is because, yes, I suppose I am English a bit, but it's very important to me that I'm Irish. It's really important. So I'm going to say
I'm sorry,
no.
You're squirming physically. I'm sorry.
Well, it's just because it's my three younger siblings are all born in Ireland, so that gives them one up over me and my older sister are both, you know.
It is cooler to have been born in Ireland,
blood.
Isn't it?
It is.
I think. Sounds cooler. So, right, yeah. The internet, before it or after it?
What?
Life before the internet or life after? Which is better?
I would say... What do you think?
Before.
Before, really?
Yeah.
Do you remember the internet coming in? Do you remember plugging in the internet and getting involved?
Not really.
Do you not?
Not really. I think I was very slow to it.
Yeah.
But if it could be used literally as a library, it'd be brilliant.
But you don't do the Twitter thing or anything like that?
No.
See,
Apparently I do.
Apparently you do.
But it's not actually me.
Oh, there's a fake. Is there a fake? That's how I got into it, actually, because there was someone pretending to be me on Twitter.
It's a funny thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah, so I thought, well, I'll you know, join so that
there
won't be someone pretending to be me. And so someone told me that someone was pretending to be me on, so I got on. And then the first thing I started doing was following people. And one of the first conversations I came across was, why would anyone pretend to be Sharon Horgan? Yeah, that was good.
But you stayed on.
I stayed on.
So that would have crushed me. I'd have come straight off it.
Well, I stayed on and I don't use it as much as I did. I kind of really fell for it kind of hard, you know, because everyone's talking and they're interesting people and it's like an easy route into finding out whatever you want to know. And if you follow the right people and you can laugh every day if you find follow funny
whatever
people.
You say, everyone can read. I don't
get it.
Yeah,
but you don't have
it.
To say much.
Then why do it?
Well, my brother is on Twitter, and he's just like a little Twitter dogger. Like, he hasn't said who he is. He's just, like, skulking. talking, you know, listening in on
this is the big sexy rugby player, lawyer, pundit.
Oh, yeah, I shouldn't have said, but yes.
also a Twitter dogger.
But anyway, but no, I like it because some good stuff has come out of it. Like, I've met some great, interesting people, and I'm writing with... The person I'm writing a show with, I met on Twitter. Like, he contacted me on Twitter, and we became pals, but...
Who's that?
Rob Delaney.
That you're writing this thing now called Catastrophe.
Yeah, yeah. We just met on Twitter. He just contacted me on Twitter, and then we met up and had a Twitter blind date.
How exciting.
Yeah.
Is he a dirty perv, or...?
He's yes.
Great.
Totally.
That's good in a comedy
but,
writing
but
partner.
In a nice, in a really friendly kind of way, you know.
A friendly perv.
But, yeah, so pre-internet or post-internet... Pre-internet,
well done.
Because
well
I don't...
Done.
I hate when I look round at my family and we're all on something, we're all looking down, and that happens.
And it's terrible for the chin.
Is it? I had no idea. It's bad for the chin. No, so I don't like that. I kind of rely on it too much. I'm on it too much. It's awful, really, isn't it?
And you know, when you're in a place with no signal,
yeah,
does that make you panic, or does it feel quite liberating?
If I don't have... something to... I mean, I carry a computer with me, usually, like a little laptop, in case I... Tiny one. Yeah. In case I
you
get
sound
a chance
like a
to...
fun holiday, chum.
Well, no, not... I don't mean on holiday, but if I'm walking around, if I'm, you know... I almost brought one here tonight, and then I thought, that's
that would be so rude.
It would have. It would have been rude. But I thought maybe on the way home I might have, you know, had some things to think about and write down.
It's a lot of effort, writing. Why do you do it?
I do it because I don't know what would happen to my brain if I didn't do it. I mean, it's very cathartic. It really is. You know, you can write about stuff you want to moan about. You can lampoon people, but they'll never know because, you know, you're not using their actual names. You know, it's very time-consuming, but when I'm not doing it, I'm not enjoying myself as much. Like, when I finish writing something and we're filming it, it's still fun, but it's the less... fun bit.
Really?
Yeah, I like just sitting.
And when
there.
You move on, in the times when I have read books.
when was it? 5 years ago?
Five years ago. When you finish one, I have to leave a little while before I read the next one, or I'm being unfaithful to the last book. Do you get that? Do you feel a bit like that with, or do you have to do different jobs all at the same time?
I kind of do it all at the same time, and it's probably not a good idea. I've probably made the wrong choice. I just can't sort of switch off. I don't know. I can't.
And can you, on holiday, can you switch off? Do you mean that literally all the time you're constantly thinking?
No, on holiday I've kind of learnt to because I sort of...
Otherwise your family would hate you.
They would hate me and I kind of realised that they're actually fun holidays, aren't they?
Yeah.
I used to not enjoy them. I don't know whether it's this industry where you feel like if I go away I'm going to be missing out. That's such a terrible thing, but it does... Doesn't it occur a little bit to you ever? Good.
Sorry.
But that's how it used to feel to me, and now it doesn't. And now I've actually learnt to enjoy holidays. So I do switch off, but it takes a while.
I suppose it takes a few days, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's when I get on
sunbathe,
the internet.
Because I can't.
You can't sunbathe?
Can't go brown.
Really?
So it was a revelation when I realised I didn't have to sunbathe. And
oh,
then from then on.
But I've you can still. Isn't the thing that's good about sunbathing is just the lying down?
No,
isn't
I can't do that.
You can't lie
down?
I get
really hot, and when I get hot, I get very angry.
Who do you think is with the sun?
Anyone who's nearby. So I'm a much nicer mummy in the shade.
So you lie down in the shade?
Well, sort of sit in the shade and drink booze.
Is that... Yeah,
I'm
that sounds nice,
pissed quite a lot.
You're just one of those pissed people on holiday.
Pissed Brit on holiday.
Yeah, with like a tiny little red dot of suntan on your shoulder that's going to peel and blister.
Yeah.
That's you.
Basically me. Yeah. What are your biggest challenges at the moment with regards work rate and creativity?
What are your
Boom.
Biggest challenges regarding work
I don't know
rate?
What it means. I can't help you.
Shit. Work rate.
At the moment, let's break it down.
Okay.
So, what's
okay.
your biggest
yeah.
challenges?
Biggest challenge in terms of creativity.
Yeah.
The work
I don't
rate
know.
Thing.
It just came to me in a moment of... I had a moment of clarity, but it turns out maybe it was actually just cloudiness.
Well, there's a bit of a challenge at the moment, I suppose, because I've just set up my production company.
Oh, yes, now this is exciting.
Yeah. So at the moment, because I'm making Catastrophe, that's using up all my time and
effort.
Which
is a six-part?
Which is a six-part comedy for Channel 4.
Four.
Yes. Who's in it?
Am I in it?
You're not in it.
Oh, God.
although I was telling Collie earlier that... do you mind? Can I call you Collie? Or do you... Is that a private name?
Fine.
Just
too
for
late
your
now.
Husband? So you're not in it.
Right.
But who's in it? So it's me and it's Rob Delaney and it's Ashley Jensen and Mark Bonner.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, she's great.
Oh, I love her. We'll
and,
have such a nice time.
Who? Loads of other good people. Carrie Fisher's in it.
Shut the front door.
I went to the Attitude Awards and she was there giving a prize to Graham Norton. And I saw her on stage and I said to Rob Delaney, she has to play your mother. And so then we just went after her and kept sending her emails. And,
so you scared her?
And we didn't find out until we got an email from her agent saying, Carrie always travels everywhere with her bulldog Gary Fisher.
Gary!
It takes a bit of time to sort this out, so they were basically they gave us a heads up that she was going to do it because it was going to take so long to do the paperwork for Gary Fisher. So
imagine Gary Fisher getting on the plane and the stewards getting really excited and they're going, oh. I misheard it.
But Gary Fisher will be with Gary Fisher. So I think she might.
So the disappointment will be very short.
It'll be very short, yeah. Because she'd look at Gary Fisher and she'd be disappointed. Then she'd see Carrie Fisher and she'd be thrilled.
I see.
anyway, and lots of other good people are in it.
How exciting.
But how did
Is
I start talking about that?
I can't remember. This is my really, really good question about.
Oh, yeah. So
work,
yeah.
Rate and
so the reason why. it's hard because at the moment I want to make other people's stuff and I want to read scripts from new writers and I want to kind of move things along and it's hard because I'm trying to concentrate on doing my own thing but at the same time it's kind of exciting.
I get panicked if there's too much to do.
Do you?
Yeah, and then I sort of slowly shut down.
I get panicked for a bit, yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. I do get that. But then it goes. Once you catch up, just read the scripts.
Yeah.
And then you'll start panicking.
That's true. Yeah. I say that to my husband, there's too much to do, I can't cope.
Yeah.
And then he goes through what I have to do and he said, you could do that in an hour. Very annoying.
That is true because it's always scarier thinking about what you have to do than actually doing it.
Yeah.
I have to remind myself of that all
it's
the
like
time.
It's like defleeing the animals.
What?
So they, oh, God, they're very scratchy. I really must deflee them.
Really?
Oh, but it's so... Oh, my God.
You know, at the moment, all I'm doing... I would say at least maybe 5% of my time is spent de-lousing my children. Don't look like that. I've got girls who've got very long hair and I've got sort of longish hair. And they've just passed lice back and forth for about... 18 months.
We kept getting a letter from the school. There's another outbreak of head lice. It makes you itch instantly, doesn't it? Another outbreak of lice in the school. Head lice. And terrible school. my bigger boy was sort of scratching his head.
Yeah.
And I was looking through his hair thinking, that's fine. It's fine. Not knowing really what I was looking for. But it turns out I was looking at loads of eggs, just thinking thinking it was maybe dust, because I've got very, very pale blonde hair, and you know how.
I got so used to doing
but then I saw it crawling.
You did, yeah.
I know.
I got so used to it. Sorry, I really am itching now, but that's only because it's psychosomatic. But I got so used to the wash and the comb through and the whole ritual of it that when I eventually got rid of them for a few months, I was like, something missing. Couldn't think what it was. And then they came back, so it was all okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Do you have a legal list?
So, tell me what that
so
means.
So, it's three or five people that you are legally allowed to sleep with and your husband can't get cross. Usually you don't pick someone like your boss.
Oh.
Someone you're less likely to meet.
So, is it totally fantasy? It can never happen.
I suppose in order to make sure that you don't split up with your husband, yes, let's say yes.
Can they be dead? Oh, they have to be. They have to be. if I was thinking about,
I'm going to say no. I think they should be breathing. Is that the weirdest question?
No, because
no, they've got to be
really.
Yeah.
Okay. Steve McQueen would be on my list, but that's no good.
But he'd have to come back to life.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be preferable.
Oh, God,
this is really hard. Who else?
Fassbender.
Who's, well, yeah, obviously, Fassbender. But Fassbender can't be on the list because Fassbender lives in London Fields, which is pretty close to me.
Ah, too close, too close.
So that is...
Too possible.
Can't, I mean, I already spend far too much time in London Fields essentially looking for him. But John Hamm is on everyone's legal list, right?
John Hamm?
Yeah, and then I met him, and then so he can't be on it anymore.
Oh, he can't be on it, no.
Because it would be creepy,
we should
wouldn't
have done this at the beginning, because this could go on for ages, couldn't it?
Yeah.
What would you ban?
What would I ban? Sugar?
Okay.
Yeah? Sugar's bad for you, isn't it?
Yeah,
ban sugar?
Yeah.
Is that a boring thing to say?
It's nice.
Okay, guns. Oh, they don't.
Oh,
have
that's
them.
Better. Okay. That's much better. That's a good one.
Online gambling. Yes, yeah. Online gambling. Thanks.
Oh, wow. How done. Is that it?
Yeah.
I'd ban people who drive in the middle lane of a motorway.
Oh. Why?
Oh.
Hang on. Online gambling. Nothing. Driving in the middle lane.
Because they all love online gambling. Oh. Everybody loves online gambling. And I would ban walking downhill.
Oh, why?
That makes me angry as well.
What, because it hurts your knees?
It's just annoying that you're not in control. See, but now you know the feeling.
Do you? One of my favourite things is running downhill. I like to run. Oh. And running downhill is...
I would have to punch someone in the face if what? Anyone made me do that.
If you saw me running downhill, you'd punch
you could
me
do
in
it.
The face.
But if anyone made me do it...
Yeah, punch them.
The next person I saw would have to...
Yeah.
That makes me feel cross thinking about it. Apart from me, who is your favourite person that you've worked with in the past?
Well, it was very nice working with Julia Davis.
Oh, I love her.
That was a joy. I'm going to enjoy
yeah,
working
she's
with
one of my favourites,
Carrie and Gary Fisher. That's going to be good. I'd have to be very boring and say that it's Dennis Kelly because...
You work with him a lot.
Yeah, well, we wrote Pulling Together, and we've written things since that haven't sort of seen the light of day, and we're writing something at the moment. It's just, like, going to work with your best friend is a nice setup.
That's nice, isn't it?
And he writes a lot of drama, but he is the funniest person I know. It's a nice job for that, actually, comedy, just being surrounded
nice
by
people
who make you laugh.
Yeah. Do you still keep in touch with all the girls from Pulling? Which is
no.
A very...
When we did the first series of Pulling, it was the first proper show I'd ever done on TV. That was mine, you know. I'd done bits and pieces and other people's things and sketch things. And so it was the first proper thing that we sweated over and we really cared about. And we were such keenos, you know. We were just there for every single second of it, the edit and every little bit of it. But what was amazing was Tanya Franks and Rebecca Staten and Kevin Clarkin, who were all involved in it, they were as invested and as into it as Dennis and I were. And not that they were starting out or anything, you know, they all had great careers. It was just, there was just an amazing feeling during that shoot. And when we got to our last day, this is very sort of pathetic, but we all just started crying because it was just an amazing experience and we all felt really happy to be involved in doing it. And but the thing is, I don't know, isn't it hard to stay in touch? I mean, I've seen those girls over the years and watch their work and think they're two of the best actors out there, actually.
Tanya Franks plays my sister in Bolchat.
I know.
She is lovely.
And she's adorable. Yeah. And I just stayed friends with the heavy drinker, and that was Kevin Clarkin. he's not a heavy drinker. That's the wrong thing to say. But he he lives in Hackney, and so do I. And we both enjoy going to the pub sometimes. So, yeah, Cavan was the one I sort of, I think, stated. You've got another question. Your eyes are all...
I've remembered my emergency card.
Oh, OK.
Ready? Grass or sand?
Oh, grass.
Silver or gold?
Well, I used to be silver, but now I'm gold.
Turkey or Spain?
Turkey. I love turkeys.
Salt or pepper?
Pepper.
Gary Barlow or Robbie Williams?
Oh, man.
Oh, that's a tricky one,
Gary
isn't it?
Gary Barlow or Robbie Williams? Really, do I have to do that quick?
Yep.
Because that's a long answer.
Shag or marry.
Well, you know, it was Gary... No, it was Robbie, and then it was Gary. Gosh. And then it was Robbie, and then it was Gary. And now it's neither of them.
I like this round. Don't you like this
round? Yeah, this is a good... This is easy.
Butter or Marge?
Butter.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Bath or shower?
Well, can I give you a bit of a long answer on that one?
No.
Oh, well, bath, fine.
Pants or socks?
Pants or socks?
You have to live the rest of your life with only one of them.
I never wear socks. I've got socks on tonight because I found a pair of socks. I have no socks. I can't hold on to socks. I never wear socks.
Pants?
Pants, yeah.
I think that's a sensible
but
choice.
But you would say the same, I hope. The eyes say no.
Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Mm. Shame.
Really?
Yeah, tea every time.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, gin or vodka? Gin or vodka?
Gin.
Gin. Chinese or Japanese?
What the? Well, I love sushi.
Did I say
you
tango
mean,
or salsa?
You mean
have we done that?
Food, don't you?
Yes. Well, that would be weird.
What was the other one?
Tango or salsa.
I learned how to salsa once for a show, so and I don't know how to tango, so I'd say salsa.
Yeah,
you don't mean the food.
Or what, the fizzy drink or the dip? That way around.
Yeah, okay, tango or salsa. I love the sparkliness of tango. But salsa has more to it, and it's nice on a Dorito.
The end.